The man when he reached the age of 2 and 3,
然后到了12岁
，and when he reached the age of 12,
他一面问一面听一面问
，and that on one hand he listened and one hand he began to ask.
他在圣殿里面也经过了学习的过程
，and we know in the temple he has gone through the learning cycle.
他的的确确像所有的人一样
，he was just like a common man.
但是我们看见他渐渐的长大
，but we know that slowly he has grown into maturity.
到了30岁，你看见他已经长成了
，and we know at the age of 30 he has now a full mature man.
所以是路加来记录主耶稣的一生
，and it was Luke that who had given the entire account of our life of Jesus.
当他发现主耶稣是这样的一位的时候
，when he discovered Jesus was such a man，
你就看见在路加福音里面，他用相对的用这个对比的方法来把主耶稣衬托出来。
And so you know that he used comparison to portray our Lord Jesus.
路加给我们最动人的一幅图画，到底主耶稣怎样的一位
？And Luke has written a very moving, given us a very moving picture. Whom this Jesus is.
你记得主耶稣刚刚进圣殿的时候
？And we know that in the beginning when the Lord Jesus entered into the temple.
第八天以后，不到圣殿受隔离。
And so we know that on the eighth day he has gone to the temple for circumcision.
主耶稣还是婴孩耶稣。
And we know that he was only a baby Jesus.
结果是路加告诉我们。
And it was Luke who told us.
有一个老人叫做西面。
That we know, there was an old man by the name of Simon.
你可以想象他满脸满了皱纹。
That you know that you can face that his face was full with wrinkles.
那这里有一个人一直等候弥赛亚，弥赛亚没有回来。
That he was waiting and waiting for the return of Messiah.
现在他到了人生的黄昏。
Now that he has entered into his twilight years.
他的皱纹每一根皱纹就告诉他已经走过了差不多快一个世纪的道。
That we know from his wrinkle, he has gone through the almost a century.
在整个生命过程里面，如果讲什么是老的话，那西面所代表的就是老。
And so if we talk about what is age, then Simon will represent the age.
如果你找一个人是老人的话，西面就是那个代表。
And you want to find the old man, Simon will be a good representative.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
自从人堕落犯罪以后
，after man have sinned and man have fallen，
你知道我们的旧人不知道已经多少千年了。
That we know that our old man has been gone through many thousand years.
所以当约保罗说，我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
And so Paul told us, my old man has been crucified with Christ.
你不要忘记，路加福音的资料是保罗给他的。
That we know that it was 路加
的资料是保罗给他的。
Okay, the information that Luke has gathered was in fact gotten from Paul.
所以路加所给的图画就是保罗所给大家看的。
And we know that the picture that Luke has drawn is actually come from Paul.
保罗说我们旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Because Paul told us that our old man has been crucified with Christ.
你如果要找一个旧人的图画，那么路加告诉我们说，那个就是西面。
That we know to find and the old person to the old that Simon will be a good representative.
但是西面把主耶稣抱在他的。
But we know that Simon was carrying baby Jesus.
你看见这里对比的图画。
We can see the contrasting picture.
一个老人他的怀里面所抱的乃是一个婴孩。
We know that this old man in his arms were an infant.
这一幅图画是什么图画呢
？What type of picture tells us?
这就是保罗写加拉太书第二章二十节的那幅图画。
And that is the picture that Paul has shown us in Galatians chapter 2.
他说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
No longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是那个老人。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are that old man.
但是基督在我们的里面。
But now Christ is in us.
我们不知道我们有多老。
We do not know how old we are.
除非你看见这个基督的生命有多么年轻。
And unless we see that how this young life of this Jesus is.
所以路加福音乃是给我们看见那个生命乃是基督成长的生命。
And that life that Luke has shown us is the developing life of our
Lord. 那个背景乃是西面的背景。
And that background is what the background.
你根据那个背景，你看见这个婴孩怎样从这个马槽诞生，一直到他升天。
But we know that is the picture of the infant that was born in the manger right up to his ascension.
你看见西面成长的过程。
We can see the development of Simon.
他是横着进到世界，也横着离开这个世界。
That we know that horizontally he entered into this world, horizontally he will leave this world.
他是出于土，结果最后也归于土。
He came from earth and he returned to earth.
他的生命有成长的过程。
That we know that there is a developing part of his life.
但是最多是三十岁。
The most is 30 years old.
再到四十岁、五十岁的时候。
When you reach the age of 40, 50 years old.
你感觉到你已经慢慢的往下面走。
And that we know you can feel that you are on the declining slope.
所以那个成长的曲线是曾经到了荣耀的高峰，慢慢慢慢的就到了坟。
And you know the climax that you have reached the glory, but slowly you will be declining into your tomb.
出于土，归于土 ，from dust to dust.
And so we always say from dust to dust.
从摇篮到坟墓。
That we know from crater to grave.
不要忘记，这个就是西面的故事。
This is the story of Simon.
但主耶稣不是。
But this is not our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣从一开始他也是横着进来的。
Of course, the Lord Jesus horizontally he came to this world.
他降生在马槽。
He was born in the manger.
等到他成长的时候。
When he was fully grown.
你如果读到最后一章的时候。
If you read to the last chapter.
他被提到天上去。
He was lifted up into heaven.
这个生命能一直长到神的宝座。
We know that this time will be able to grow.Unto the throne of God.
人的生命，西面的生命是长的坟墓。
That we know the human's life, the Simon's life will lead us into the grave.
但主耶稣的生命是长的宝座。
But we know the life of Jesus will grow unto the throne.
他是横着进来的，他是垂直的出去。
That we know that horizontally he came to this world, but vertically he will be right up.
这是真正生命的成长。
And this is the true, full, life.
主耶稣是从人子开始。
But we know the Lord Jesus began as the Son of Man.
他经过成长的过程。
He go through the the maturing process.
他从这个他从马槽里进来。
And so he entered from the manger.
最后达到宝座。
Now he has reached the throne.
不过中间一定要经过一站。
But there is now a portion in the center.
达到神荣耀的途径。
In order to enter into the path of the glory of God.
找到宝座的途径。
And then to grow into the life of the
throne. 你不只有生命，而且能够得胜。
That we know that you not only you have the life, but you have the life of an overcomer.
你不只得救，而且得胜。
Not only that you are saved, but you have victory.
你不只有生命，而且有奖赏。
That we know that not only you have life, but you have reward.
而且你要得住冠冕。
But you are going to inherit
the crown. 你能和主一同做宝座。
That you're going to reign with God together in His throne.
弟兄姊妹，你读路加福音就很清楚。
And this is very clearly written by.
那个生命一直长到神的面前，神的宝座。
We know that this life will grow unto God, unto the throne.
但是中间一定要经过十字架。
But in this process, we need to go through the process of the cross.
所以当你把路加福音合起来以后。
And so that as we combine the book of Luke.
你看，这个就是路加福音所给我们看见主耶稣一生的故事。
And this is the life picture.That Luke has painted for us.
但路加福音把主耶稣一生分成三段。
But Luke has divided the life of Jesus into three different periods.
所以我们读四福音不要我们自己来分段。
And so we need not have to paragraph ourselves as we read the gospel.
你要让神的话来替我们分段。
We leave it to the word of God to paragraph for us.
你明白吗？当你读路加福音的时候。
And so when we read the gospel of Luke.
因为这个可以说最完整的福音。
Because this is almost a perfect gospel, extensive gospel.
你看见说从主的降生一直到他升天为止。
That from the birth of Jesus right up to his ascension.
最讲到主耶稣一生最完全的一本福音书，当然是路加。
Of course, the extensive period described by is by Luke himself.
路加不只给我们看见基督的生命是怎样的生命。
Not only that, Luke described the life of Jesus.
你想到西面怎样把主耶稣抱在怀里。
We can see that how Simon have carried baby Jesus in his arms.
这就是整本的路加福音。
This is the entire gospel of Luke.
他的背景是西面。
His background is Simon.
人是堕落，人已经犯罪了。
Because man has sinned, man has fallen.
但现在有一个生命从马槽开始一直长到宝座。
But now there is a life that started from the manger, that is going into right up to the throne of God.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
我们知道说也是这一卷书。告诉我们说，到底主耶稣一生是怎么从一段到另外一段到另外一段
？And it is also in this gospel we can see that how the life of Jesus have grown into.
那你读路加福音的时候
，And so when we study the gospel,
有两次天上有声音。
There was voice from heaven.
有两次天不能再保持静默，天一定要开始说话。
There was twice that.Heaven cannot remain in silence, and the heavens are open.
一次在路加福音第三章，一次在路加福音第九章。
And first occasion is in Luke chapter 3, and the second portion is in Luke chapter 9.
当主耶稣从水里上来，受浸的水里上来的时候。
The first time when Jesus came out from the water.
你看见天开了。
We know that heaven was open.
然后天上有声音说。
And there was voice from heaven.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
This is my begotten son in whom I love.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这告诉我们天上的神满意了。
Because you know why? Our God in heaven was fully satisfied.
那莫非中间经过了一段时间？
Perhaps that there was a period in between.
经过一段时间的观察。
That is after a time of observation.
结果天上的神满意。
And now God in heaven was fully satisfied.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么时候天上说这是我的爱子我所喜
悦。And when God will say that, this is my begotten son in whom I love.
主耶稣走过了三十个年头。
We know that Lord Jesus have gone through 30 years.
而且是安静的三十个年头。
And it was a quiet time that he had passed through.
那三十年主隐藏起来了。
This is 30 years the Lord was concealed.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
That we know that he was hidden, he was just like the new leaves before the Lord.
像干根出于干地，像根出于干地。
Just like the roots that come from the dry land.
那三十年
，for these 30 years
是活在神面前的三十年。
He was living before God.
主耶稣一生总共只有三十三年半。
Our Lord Jesus for his entire was only 33 and a half.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主耶稣一生大部分的时间是在安静中度过。
No, the major portion of his life was passed through in quietness.
孤单的三十年。
It was a lonesome life.
孤独的三十年。
That it was his lonely life.
寂寞的三十年。
That it was a very lonesome
30 years. 好像什么事情都没有发生的三十年。
As if that nothing had happened.
有的人要说这是荒废的三十年。
Many people say that maybe these are the 30 wasted years.
主耶稣一生下来就被圣灵充
满。That we know that when Jesus was born, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他十二岁就说我应当以我父的事为念。
And when he was added that I will have to consider all the matters of my father.
他十八岁二十岁应该就可以起来为神做工。
We know that when he come to 18 years old, he should have rise up to serve the father.
但是天没有命令。
But there was no commandment from heaven.
天没有动静。
There was nothing happened in heaven.
你看主耶稣虽然被圣灵充满。
Although our Lord Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他仍旧隐藏在神里面。
But he is still hidden before God.
他来到地上三十年。
He was on earth for 30 years.
这个世界不知道他已经来了三十年。
The world didn't recognize, didn't know that he was here.
这个世界没有给他任何的供应。
That we know the world didn't supply.
他也听不见人，他也听不见人的掌声。
That he couldn't hear the applause of men.
这三十年
，for this entire
只有天上父神的笑容
，only the smiling face of the heavenly father.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
如果你要解释主耶稣一生的话
，if you want to explain the entire life of Jesus,
他的秘诀。是在前面三十年。
His secret lies in his first 30 years.
人没有看见。
Man didn't see.
我们的神通通看见。
But our God has seen and witnessed everything.
当那个生命从一个生命在他母亲的怀里。
And when this life begins in his mother's life,
到马槽。
And you enter into manger.
到伯利恒。
Now enter into Bethlehem.
然后做木匠。
That he was a carpenter.
在他看着他父亲怎样拿锯，他也拿锯。
And that's how he witnessed the father, how he used the saw.
这样他就经过了差不多他的一生。
And that he has almost spent his entire life.
你用三十除三十三点五，几乎是他大部分的一生。
You use 30 and divide by 3.5, that it has almost the major portion of his entire life.
你怎么知道你一生对人生有贡献？
How do you know that you have contributed into this life?
你如果对人生有贡献，你应该显在众人的面前。
If you have contribution, that you should be living amongst men.
但是不是
？No.
你看见过了三十年以后
，Only after 30 years.
天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”
Heaven's voice came down. This is my begotten son.Whom I love.
就着主耶稣的生命来说
referring a reference to the life of Jesus,
没有一个人比他更完全。
Nobody can compare to him as a perfect man.
现在他从水里上来。
Now he has risen from the water.
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit was upon him.
高主耶稣。
That he was anointed.
什么意思？
What does
现在他可以完成神的旨意。
Now he is going to accomplish.The commission of God.
现在他可以开始工作。
Now he can begin his ministry.
当工作以前，他一定要用圣灵膏他。
That before the commission of the work, he has to be anointed by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣正式开始传道是他三十岁的时候。
And so as Lord Jesus commenced his ministry, he was at the age of 30.